closed session, I will invite any of my colleagues to make that motion. Otherwise, we can proceed. Seeing no movement on closed session, well, okay, Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, at least in unless Corporation Counsel indicates that there needs to be going into closed session from items 10 through 14, I think that we can proceed unless he thinks that we should go into closed session. I would think we would go into closed session for item 15.
Attorney Grady?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it largely depends on the level of questioning that you have. If you don't have extensive questions on 10 through 14, then obviously we can handle them in open session. I guess I don't know what else to tell you. If you have a lot of questions about why we're doing various settlements or proposing various settlements, then I think we do need to go into closed session. It depends on your...
Okay, Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a problem with 10, 11, 12, and 13, but I do think for 14 that might. So we take 10, 11, 12, and 13 together. I'd move approval on those items.
Okay, if I heard that correctly, you're packaging 10 through 14. 10 through 13 for a motion for approval.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to have the clerk at least read each item and then see if there's any specific questions on any of those.
Item number 10 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $17,014.40 to Glenn R. Fieldbinder for back wages, $2,594.51 for a retroactive pension payment, and a recalculation of his final average salary by the employee's retirement system to reflect two of his final years at pay grade 31M and full settlement of Glenn R. Fieldbinder versus Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services, ERD case number CR2011-02226 and EEOC case number 26G2011-01243C. Item number 11 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $20,000 to Jimmy Newby in settlement of his personal injury claim in Jimmy Newby, etc. all versus Milwaukee County, etc. all, Milwaukee County case number 2012CV005229. Item number 12 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $34,000 to Independent Journeys, Inc. in the dismissal of Independent Journeys, Inc. versus Milwaukee County case number 10CV019296. And item number 13 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $54,000 to Erin Wozny, formerly known as Bartz, and settlement of her personal injury claim.
Thank you. You've heard items 10 through 13. Madam Corp Counsel, I know that you have part of your team here. If you could just introduce them, and I know that they've had their respective cases, but at least if anybody had a question for one of your team members.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, starting in the back of the room, we have Roy Williams, and I'll now point to Paul Coolidge, and they are both here for item number 14.
Okay.
Jim Carroll is here, and I don't know which of his items he's here for, so.
Number 11.
Yeah, Molly Zillick is sitting here as well.
Well, Molly is here for item 10, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. And Attorney Carroll? You just like this committee, right?
Yeah. Yes, I had nothing to do upstairs.
Really? Wow.
No, I think you had 11, right?
I'm here for item 11.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so, all right. I know it's a package deal, and it doesn't look like there's any discussion, so we will call the roll for items 10 through 13 on the approval as such. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 10 through 13 is approved.
Thank you. All right, Supervisor Johnson.